Morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. This number keep calling my phone, and I was wondering, what type of business this is.
This is a third-party call center, ma'am. Have you left a message for a call back from customer support?
No.
Okay. May I have your zip code to see if you have an account? These calls or the calls that you're receiving are computer-generated calls, and normally the callbacks are because someone called and left a message for us to return their call.
37412.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Belinda Richardson.
Okay, Mr. Richardson, I have an account for you. May I have you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, Ms. Richardson?
913 State Line Road. 37412.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Richardson, it looks like you responded on 4/8, excuse me, to a sweepstakes to win a free KitchenAid mixer, and you were enrolled in a monthly food app called Bitesub. Bitesub is an app that you can access on any of your mobile devices. It's an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, stuff like that. But they charged you $59.89 for that monthly enrollment fee to be in that sweepstakes. They're bundled together. They do offer it for $20 a month if you want to remain in that sweepstakes. That's why you were getting those calls, ma'am.
I don't want no part of that.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get it canceled out for you. One moment. Do you have something to write down your cancellation number, ma'am?
Hold on 1 minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take that number.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C, as in cancel, 920,
920.
532,
532.
602.
602.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so where y'all and tried to pull from our account?
They charged you $59.89, Miss Richardson, on 4/8.
And what becomes of that?
They offer a 75% refund because you've had access to that app for a week.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me just a moment to get it processed, please. Miss Richardson, I'm going to
Yes.
send you a refund confirmation, ma'am, to richardsonbc1@gmail.com. Normally, Dell's emails come straight through. If not, please allow 24 to 48 hours, and it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 business days before you'll see that money back on your card. I'll give you the refund amount as soon as I calculate it. And it's $44.91 that I'll be refunding to your Visa card ending 9281.
Well, the situation about that, because of this, it canceled my card out.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Ms. Richardson, have you disputed the charge with your bank? Is that
Yes.
so? Okay. This is what I need you to do, ma'am. If you would call your credit card company and have them call us. With you on the line, Ms. Richardson, there are certain things that your bank can't disclose to us or verify without you being on the line. But if you would give us a call, I mean, give them a call, have them call us with you on the line, we'll refund that $59.89 in full, providing they say that you're willing to drop the dispute.
That I went to what?
That you're willing to drop the dispute. We can't refund while an account is in dispute. Because if we refund you today and then it's in dispute and there's no communication between the vendor and the banker, then they may refund you as well. But ordinarily it takes 10 days. The account, let me see, was charged on 4/8, so it's been a week today. When did you dispute it? How long ago?
Yesterday.
Okay, so it's still actually, well, it's not pending anymore, but. If you just give your bank a call, Ms. Richardson, ask them to give us a call with you on the line and let us know that you're willing to drop the dispute, we'll issue you a full refund, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Give them, just let them know that you talked with customer support. That account has been canceled, and we're willing to refund. And that, give them the cancellation number, and just let them know to give us a call, and we'll give you a refund. I'm going to make a note on your account that I advise you to call your bank, and that whomever answers the phone, when they pull up your account, they'll see that you're due a refund, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great...
I don't want anything coming from that.
It's
place.
Canceled out. They won't bill you anything else. That's why I gave you the cancellation number. And
right.
had I refunded you then, you would have gotten a refund confirmation. But because it's in dispute, I can't. But as soon as they call us and let us know the dispute is dropped, we'll refund you instantly.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Richardson. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.